If your knees check the weather before you do, time to check out Joint Relief Institute. Fast, FDA-approved pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain. Ron Brown is in the studio. We always look forward to featuring you on Thursdays, and I'm really excited about this movie, Ron.
Yeah, you and just about everybody else.
Yeah.
It's because Steven Spielberg is one of the greatest of American filmmakers. His career has spanned decades. And, you know, fairly or not, he's often linked to alien science fiction movies, just like Martin Scorsese is linked to mobster movies, John Ford to Westerns. They've made a lot of different kinds of movies, but their greatest successes defined the genre that they're often associated with. That's how good they are. So it's a double-edged sword. Well, Steven Spielberg's last movie was a musical. Before that, it was a video game. Before that, it was about the Washington Post battling over the release of the Pentagon Papers. But still, American movie audiences think of Spielberg about Spielberg as being an alien movie director because of Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
E.T.
Throw in his remake of The War of the Worlds and AI, artificial intelligence, and it's easy to see the theme. I mean, the guy does like to make alien movies. You know, we got to admit that. And his new movie, Disclosure Day, it's got some aliens in it there.
Imagine that.
Yeah, it's about a band of humans, really, fighting to tell the rest of the world what they know about a secret alien retrieval program. And they want the world to see their proof. Now, suspension of disbelief is what we often use at the movies, especially science fiction movies, because that's the setting aside of a certain amount of logic and critical thinking to enjoy the story that we're being told. You know, like a huge government force taking over Devil's Tower in Wyoming so aliens can visit and return people that they've taken over the years. That's suspension of disbelief. Or that bicycles can suddenly fly away with the children being chased by the bad government agency trying to capture E.T. That's suspension of disbelief. But suspension of disbelief only goes so far, Lisa.
And yeah.
In this movie, it is stretched way past that, way too often, to the point of breaking, I'm sorry to say.
Aww.
Yeah, it starts with drama right away. And right away, there are problems. A lone rebel with critical information in his backpack is forced at gunpoint to hand it over to a bunch of serious FBI-looking men and women dressed in all black. I mean, including black baseball caps and black gloves. I mean, there's all black, head to toe. They offer a trade to the rebel, Daniel, played by Josh O'Connor. They'll give him his girlfriend, who they've kidnapped, for what he has in his backpack. And that's 107 ironclad drives. Those are highly secure, heavily encrypted, portable storage devices like a USB flash drive that's built to protect sensitive data. In this case, the sensitive data is 79 years' worth of evidence collected about aliens that begins with the Roswell, New Mexico incident way back in 1947. It's been protected by the government, for the government, by a top-secret military-style agency called Wardex, something that is created. And Daniel used to work there. But somehow, he just walked away with 100 of their most secret files, and then he wants to show the world, and they'd rather see him dead rather than see that happen. That's the setup. Do they shoot him when they catch him? No. Does he get away? Yes. How? Well, Lisa, he just does. And then, not only does he get away, he takes back all those secret files that they so desperately want and need, the super secret information. And in doing it, nobody gets hurt, and he just drives away. And that's just what happens when you steal top secret information and you're caught by a dozen people with guns drawn who have the authority to shoot on sight, but don't, because it's not that kind of film.
Yeah.
It's just not. So that's the beginning of the suspension of disbelief problem, and that's in the first 10 minutes of this 2.5 hour film, and there are just many, many others. Now, at best, to be kind, I think, after seeing it, that Disclosure Day is a smart sci-fi film for smart children, even though it's not a children's movie. It's just that they're not going to ask too many why questions.
Oh, okay.
So you're going to enjoy it if you don't ask too many why questions. There are so many simple scenes, though, that are directed at people who are asked not to think about the reality of the situation seriously or very much at all. Like, how does he get away from these guys all the time? And, you know, why don't they just do this? Why don't they do that? Now, there are good things in the movie. It looks great. It has the classic Spielberg lighting. It has some great actors. Emily Blunt plays Margaret, another human like Daniel, who wants to tell what they know, even if they don't know what they know is yet. Josh O'Connor as Daniel is convincing as an earnest do-gooder. Coleman Domingo is a reassuring rebel leader, Hugo. And Colin Firth as the bad guy, trying to capture everyone and not really having much luck of it at all, as Noah, the Wardex leader. It's a one-dimensional role, but there are several very good dramatic moments with Colin Firth. And Wyatt Russell, Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn's son, is good as Margaret's confused and sometimes trusting boyfriend. Eve Hewson is Daniel's girlfriend. They're all very good. And there are several car chase scenes that are well shot and choreographed, especially one with a car and a train that would be right at home in a James Bond or a Mission Impossible movie. It's a set piece. It's really, really good. But the first hour and 45 minutes, all mysterious questions about a powerful device that allows the user to grip it and then seem to appear in another place and control people. But it's just confusing for the sake of drama, I think. So that's why they have so many car chases, because they're easier to understand. You don't have to ask as many questions.
Yeah.
The last third of the movie is the big reveal. And if it works for you, then the movie's worth it. If it doesn't work for you, and it didn't work for me, it's eye-rolling time. Don't want to say too much about that, because different people will react differently, and I respect that. But let me just say that the movie may have worked better if it was made 30 years ago, when you would need a broadcast TV station and national TV networks to release unedited video of secret files to the public. But today, that just seems so quaint because of the internet and social media that's ready to accept all kinds of information without first verifying the authenticity. So I still give Disclosure Day. Having said all that, I still give Disclosure Day 3 out of 5 brownie points. I do think that you should see it because it's Steven Spielberg, and his films are part of the cultural dialogue about movies. They have been for years, and they will be for years.
And should we see it in the movie theater, or can we wait till it comes to our living room?
It's not a big sci-fi thriller like, say, Close Encounters, so it wouldn't be diminished on the small screen. But I would go see it at the movies just because it's of this moment, of this time,
right?
You know, that we're talking about. Because it did okay at the box office. It wasn't, you know, stellar, but it's doing okay. I think it was his biggest box office opening in a long time. So,
yeah. And he's in Chicago today. What if he was listening to your review?
Well, I hope he is. Steven, give me a call. I'd like to talk about this movie.
The Guardian's headline said, Disclosure Day is great, but Spielberg overestimates our capacity for empathy. What does that mean? Are you empathy agree with that?
Empathy is a key word and theme in this movie. One of the reasons that the two humans want to get this out is because they feel so bad that these aliens are being tested and probed and prodded and they're being hurt. Not that because people ought to know about aliens, but you know, they feel so bad. It's like a puppy or something like that. If you knew a puppy was being mistreated, you'd be like, oh, you shouldn't do that, and let me tell people about that.
Right.
And the aliens say that that's our biggest asset as humans, was our empathy for each other across the universe.
Oh, so, okay. Well, good. It is a big part of it then.
It
interesting.
Is.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, like I said, you may have a totally different reaction if you can suspend the disbelief and then come away from it and say, you know what, that really hit me emotionally. It may be, but there's...
Okay. Yeah, and Spielberg was out saying, yes, I think there's aliens. They're already walking among us. And then 3 days ago, he kind of changes his tune. Like, all right, what's going on here?
He's selling a movie.
Yes.
He's selling a movie.
That's
He's done
exactly
it before. It. He knows how it's done. Well, because you do kind of, you know, want to have it both ways, you
right.
know, because you want the mystery there.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
it's a, like I said, I would go see the movie. I would still recommend that you go see the movie. I just wouldn't get my hopes up too high.
Are you seeing Toy Story this weekend?
I'm going to go see Toy Story,
yeah,
sure. I'm going to go see that.
Absolutely. All right, we'll talk about that next week. The news is coming up next. That is Ron Brown. If you want to check out his reviews, go to WGNradio.com. Check out our show page, and you'll see everything that he has created in the form of really good reviews.